You are listening to Get Real Podcast.
Hey, this is Glenn. As you can see, Dan is not with me in the fishbowl right now. Don't be worried. Don't be dismayed. He will be back real soon. But I'd like to take this opportunity to do something a little different. I'd like to do a throwback to 2002. For those of you that have been following us for a while, you know that Dan and I, we got our start on an AM radio station here in Charleston, South Carolina, back in 2001. The Get Real program premiered just several days after the September 11th attacks of 2001. So very quickly, we were thrust into a call-in radio talk show where we were able to share the gospel and minister to people during a time of uncertainty and of crisis. Well, just the other day, a friend of ours found from the Moldy Archives a copy on cassette tape of our last edition of the Get Real program on that AM radio station before we moved to a lesser known radio station and then ended the Get Real radio program altogether to take a hiatus for about 10 years and then do the Get Real podcast. I was listening to this tape from 2002 today and discovered that, yeah, our temperament has changed. Some of our beliefs have changed, the way that we approach things have changed, but something that hasn't changed is the belief that salvation is by grace through faith alone, that the only way of salvation is through the shed blood of Christ and his resurrection. That has not changed. But as I was listening to this at the end of the broadcast, Dan released a very strong prophetic word for pastors. And this prophetic word was for pastors at that time in 2002 in relation to some things that were occurring in Charleston, South Carolina that we were addressing towards the church as a whole. But these words, these prophetic words that Dan released in 2002 are very applicable to today. And that's how sometimes prophetic words work. Sometimes a prophet will speak and the words will apply to both that time and a future time. Or sometimes a prophet will speak and the words will apply to a time that is way in the future and not be applicable to that time at all. But these words that Dan spoke in 2002 were both applicable to then and very applicable to today where we're at right now. So let's go back to 2002 to hear what Dan had to say on the last edition of the Get Real program on Charleston AM Radio.
Get Real 2002. Jesus, he knows, and he knows I'm
right. He's holding Jesus all my life. Let's return to Get Real with Pastor Dan on News Talk 1250 WTMA.
Hey, folks, welcome back to the Get Real program. This is Pastor Dan. I'm going to change the format a little bit. We've been talking about who wears the pants in your family. We've had some serious moments. Opportunities for a follow-up in ministry and just different stuff going on in different people's lives. People looking for a spouse. People have lost a spouse but have precious memories. We got all kind of stuff going on. Some humor, some lightness. I want to make a change. We're not going to take any more phone calls. I just want to talk for a few minutes. This is our final show here on News Talk 1250 WTMA. It's not the end of Get Real. Not at all. You can check out our website at www.areyouborngain.com and find out the details of what, when, and where the Get Real show will be. I just want to talk a little bit about my heart and about what's been going on. I've enjoyed this last 6 months. It's been approximately 6 months that we've been on. It's basically a miraculous start. This thing that in no way was rigged. It was a miracle by the Lord to even allow us to be on the air here at 1250. Again, I give thanks to Steve Jason, Nancy Wolf, Mike Noble. Thanks to John Quincy for his help. and have appreciated every bit of support that we've had here. But I want to just level with you, Charleston and surrounding area, about whoever's listening and what the Get Real show is all about. There's a crisis right now that is going on in what is called Christianity. And I think that the zenith of the crisis is right here in the United States of America. For so long, during the past decade or decades that we've enjoyed of prosperity, Christianity has been going and gradually going into corruption. And the problem with the corruption that has been taking place is it's been kind of a beautification on the outside, but a corruption on the inside. That's what Get Real means. It's looking at what is not real, all the different issues that are in the environment of Christendom, and looking at them and demanding that they come true and get real. There's young people who grow up in church who don't have a clue about what the real issue is, the genuine article. There's a thing called the gospel. There's a thing called the precious word of God, the Bible, and people don't know anything about what it's about. We've got sappy Christian music, sappy Christian radio stations, sappy things, all underneath the banner of Christianity. And you know what? A lot of it is a stench in God's nostrils and doesn't carry with it the zeal, the life, and the reality that I know that I've found and what I believe. And I love this nation. I love my God, and I love an opportunity to be on the air and to talk about something. It was more than just a fable to me. Everything about my life stems out of what I believe. So I want to encourage, I want to just upgird and just talk a little bit for a moment about just an appreciation for free speech in the United States, and just an appeal and an admonishment to every pastor within the sound of my voice. I've heard a lot lately, and I don't mince words about things that I disagree with. If I look at something and I do loving judgment upon it, and say that, no, I wouldn't have anything to do with that. There's a lot of things that are called revival. There's a lot of things that are referred to as revival and something to do with the Lord Jesus. And you have to look at it, and pastors are in a position, you're accountable for the judgment that you make on what you say yes to and what you say no to, and the flock is under you. That's a heavy weight. It's a heavy thing. We joke around a lot. I mean, there's no bigger jokers than me and Pastor Glenn. But when it comes down to the meat of the matter, there's a dreadful accountability upon a man of God, whether he be talk show host or what have you. It's huge, and Scripture talks about it. It says, don't really hunger about being just a pastor. It's not a light thing to be a pastor. And even though we joke, there's a definite element of sobriety in the issues that we talk about and the real meat of the matter. I'm personally grieved at how much locally I hear talk of prosperity preaching, use the magic principles of word of faith to be able to say all this stuff, to be able to get God to give you what you want all the time, constantly. God's my big dumbwaiter up in the sky that I can punch anytime that I need some financial blessing. It's stuff like that that grieves the heart of God in this hour. There needs to be a real turning back to what's real. What really changed somebody's life? What really changed somebody's life on the battlefield? Or what really changed somebody's life in the barracks over at the Citadel? There's talk now of revival away from racism in Christianity. Amen for it. I tell you what, there is no, in true Christianity, there is no color. It's totally colorblind. I'm hoping for a day when a 18-year-old white drug dealer can drive his lowrider right in it to the parking lot at our church and have something happen that totally changes him and sets him on fire, that his heart would break for young black men and young Korean men and young men and women of any color, any creed, and he wouldn't care. And he'd go right into what was once just a Korean church or just a black church, and he'd go in and he would hunger that those people might know the reality of what he knows. There's a lot of people that are religiously lost that need to know the real deal. Man, I heard about Santa Claus. I heard about the Easter Bunny. I heard about the Tooth Fairy. And you know what? That's what they were just fables. And I heard about Jesus, and I grew up in the Bible Belt, and I put up with all the stand-up, sit-down, and hymn singing, but it wasn't until I was 16 years old till it took effect, absolute full effect, and God knocked my block off, and I saw something and knew that I needed to be born again. And I'm not going to get any preachier than that right now on the air, but I need to level with you to let you know what the core of the matter is. And beware, I've heard a whole lot of commercials, shepherds, admonishing shepherds to all come together and have a big unity. And I have to say this, that there is no unity outside of holiness. And much of the unity that's been talked about with the bumper stickers and all the activism going on is not a unity that I would come within 1,000 feet of. Why? Because it waters down the real message of the gospel. So, shepherds in Charleston, I have to come to you and ask you, there's been a line drawn, and you have to judge whether you will stand true to the true principles of the gospel or whether you're going to go into a feel-good unity and get your face on the camera. I just got to say that. Folks, check out our website. It's bittersweet for me to leave. I feel like TMA's my home, but I felt like I had to do the right thing before the Lord and put in my notice. So Pastor Glenn and I are leaving. This is our last show, and we are going to be on the air shortly again. So please check the website, www.areyubornagain.com. Pastor Glenn, it's been a crazy ride.
Sure has.
I've loved it. I give thanks again. I mean, everybody at the station, this has been a great blessing for me to see how God has moved and opened up a place here at WTMA. Yeah. It's been awesome. It's a lot of times it's like, how do you do a show like this on secular radio? I don't know, but I love every minute of it. And folks, may God richly bless you to the furthest extent of what that means. And may Charleston be called a holy city indeed, in the precious name of Jesus.
LithosCry.com.
Get Real will be soon back.